Hi, this is Alan.
And the Grizz.
And just a few quick messages before the start of the episode. First of all, thank you very much for listening to Rise of the Robots. If you can, we really appreciate it if you can rate and review us at the end of the episode, obviously, on your podcatcher of choice. Ratings and reviews are how we get onto the charts. Really, we would really appreciate it. Also, if you subscribe on your podcaster of choice, that'd be fantastic. We are going to be airing episodes every Monday. Also, if you want to get in contact with us, well, you can email us at rotrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook, which is Rise of the Robots, and our Twitter, at podcastrotr. That's podcast R-O-T-R.
And finally, just a reminder that Rise of the Robots is held under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. Enjoy the episode.
And the Grizz.
I am Alan.
And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Today we will be covering Heat P of Season 3 of Robot Wars.
It's the final countdown! Now, if only one of these robots could be Bryan Danielson level quality.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Nope. Oh boy. Let's just get through this one as quickly as possible.
Yeah, because See, when it comes to Robot Wars, you know, robots that you really attach yourself to just sometimes just constantly disappoint you. This is one of these episodes. When I seen the lineup, knowing in advance who won, because obviously I watched this episode yonks ago, when I seen who was in this episode, I just got heartbroken from, you know, the start of the episode, as soon as that match listing came up.
Yep. So let's get through the robots very quickly. We have Victor 2, now with Flail. Twin Twin, which is the best looking robot here. Trident, which would be very beautiful if it wasn't for the fact that Cerberus did it better. Scarab, which I was sitting there going, how do I not remember this robot? And then we see why.
Yep.
Then Dreadnought, which... Wow, Dreadnought actually looks pretty handy this year. It's got a new look. Next up is Rattus, which is ugly. Then Psycho Killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa better. Run, 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 run away.
Psycho Killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
The worst looking robot I can think of. And then a robot which should be really great. And I was, see, when I saw this was the lineup, I was like, thank God, because it's Smidzy. We like Smidzy. Smidzy's reliable. It's got an awesome jaw. It's invertible. It's Alan's favourite robot that doesn't really do that well.
Yeah, it's just one of those robots you just love, just because.
You don't know why you love it, and there's no reason to love it, but you just do.
Eh, well, as we kind of spoke about in our recent episodes, like, when it comes to, like, things like robots or, you know, anything really, like, any kind of sporting competition in any form, you know, you gravitate to who you want to gravitate to. Look at a friend of the show, Rera, and her undying love for Detonator.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you know what, like, for the undying love that she has for Detonator, that's the undying love I have for Dreadnought. Fucking love Dreadnought.
My love is completely justifiable.
Absolutely.
Anyway, moving on to the first match, which is
Jesus Christ, Guernsey? From Guernsey, Ratus Ratus.
Which is an enormous barrel style wedge bot. Apparently, this robot was longer. And yes. They couldn't fit it in the car.
So they had to cut it in half. And his opponent, from East Sussex, Smidzy.
Costs 3 Chaos 2s. It's an invertible jawbot. And as I said, I was going to go, oh, it's Smidzy. Because I couldn't remember this. All I remember is who wins this episode. So I was sitting there going, oh, it's Smidzy. Good old Smidzy. We like Smidzy. Smidzy's so terrible in this match.
Oh my god, what happened? Like, in fact, you know what? I'm pretty sure it's in my notes here. Yeah, so I put in my notes, like, when I seen this lineup, I remember Ratus Ratus being absolutely garbage and being absolutely gobsmacked at the fact that he wins this match. And I was like, what the hell happened? Like,
Ratus is really aggressive, really does well. At one point, it does something stupid. It runs into Death Metal and knocks its own shell off.
Oh, yeah, and then everything just starts spilling out of it. And the fact that, like, Smidzy was just very intermittent driving-wise throughout this whole match just didn't really help it that much. But it just...
Never see the jaws move. The jaws don't move.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because I actually think the articulated jaw that it eventually has is actually a really interesting, because it's something that you could turn into a flipper, you can turn it into a jaw. There's so much you can do with that concept.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a dual weapon. It can be used for multiple things.
And what's really bizarre is with about 2 seconds to go, finally Smidzy moves really quickly. And it runs immediately into Death Metal.
Just nothing. Nothing was going good for Smidzy in this match. No. But yeah, you would think the fact that, like, when you looked at the two robots when they came out of the arena, you would think Smidzy was the winner from the way that Ratus Ratus was literally falling apart at the seams.
Well, we'll get back to that. But before that,
from North Wales, Twin Turin.
I can't decide if this is art or awful.
His opponent, from Leeds, Trident.
Which, right, let's be objective. Let's ignore the fact that Big Cheese, Exterminator, Facet,
Dreadnought.
Not Dreadnought.
Fuck you.
Right. Let's just appreciate the fact that so many robots don't get to the semi-finals. This robot is a really interesting shape. It looks like the back end of it is just there to take up space. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. It's got this enormous rear end. It's kind of a green colour, and it does look quite beautiful. It has stair climber wheels, which it never uses in any way other than as wheels.
They make literally no sense, because it cannot run upside down.
Yeah. Like, if it was maybe, like, they span so that they were able to get better traction or something like that, I could see it, but there's no discernible benefit to having these tri-wheels.
Yeah, literally none. Because you see when it drives into Twin Turin that they spin independently. So, like, they're not even, like, motorized.
Yeah.
At least the top ones aren't. I don't really know which ones that are motorized or whatever. Like, I don't really understand it.
The rear of it, I think, is on,
like, a caster wheel. Yeah.
I don't understand how this robot...
I'm very confused as well.
What I will go on record, I'm not saying I could build a better robot. I'm just saying, really? Anyway, this fight...
It's subjective. We love this sport, because let's face it, it's a fucking sport. Fuck you if you think otherwise. But at the same time, we are these armchair fans that we are allowed our opinion. Every person allowed their opinion. Yeah.
We're not I want to go on record. I want to make this clear. We're not saying we could do better. We're not saying. Why aren't you a four-wheel drive robot with spinner?
Vertical spinner.
There you go, spinner.
We are commenting on what we see. Let's face it. We love each and every robot, each and every person that's put time into building a robot. We fucking love you for that, because you helped make this sport for our entertainment.
Took a file folder and just stuck some wheels on it.
Yes.
Anyway, this actual fight. So, Turin just kind of waddles towards Trident. Trident hits it with an axe blow. Turin goes dead.
Yep.
And then afterwards, Turin, the house robots kind of come over and start to take chunks out of it. And Sergeant Bash sets it on fire, and it's kind of depressing.
Well, see, that's the thing, during the this is our robot kind of intro, the person that is the captain of the team gets the name wrong two different times while introducing the robot, because from what I'm going off, the pronunciation is Twin Turin, but that at either time that the captain of the robot introduces the robot during the segment, he does not say Twin Turin once. He's
like, say it the same way both times.
No, he says it differently both times. And neither of them are the same way that the ring announcer announces the robot. My whole note for that, and that was the longest note that I took of the entire match, was when the team captain can't pronounce the name of his own robot, maybe you should pick another name.
Yeah. So, we'll move on to the next round match.
Also, the only other note I have is Twin Turin is Welsh for Broken King.
Well, it's certainly broken.
It'd be debatable whether or not it's a king, but...
It is 1,000 years old, and this is only its latest vessel.
Yes. Isn't it... wonderful to look at, only lot yes. like
much, lot. Maybe much like other things like that, it maybe just has outlived its welcome a bit.
Maybe other things that are takes sunglasses off, broken.
Yeah. Right, next match.
Thank you so much.
Broken, it's Grizz.
Hi guys, Alan and the Grizz here with a slight break from the main show. Just say thanks to the people without whom this podcast would not be possible. Firstly, to Greg Watt, who designed the Rise of the Robots logo, before I butchered it slightly.
Also want to give a quick shout out to Technolax, who do our theme song, Master Machine. You can check out Technolax on YouTube or their website at technolax.com to listen to all of their royalty-free tracks.
From Potter's Bar, Scarab.
Which, not remember the episode, I was like, oh my god, that looks amazing.
Mm-hmm, looks.
It's got giant jaws. Is this like the prototype for one of my perennial underperformer, but I love it anyway, robots?
Hold my beer?
No, not hold my beer.
Oh.
Can opener.
Definitely can opener.
Early version of can opener? actually does look genuinely quite good. And its opponent.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Can Opener done... Didn't that, like, win, like, two back-to-back Annihilators?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, then.
It's the greatest robot never to win a match in proper Robot Wars.
Well, there you go. From Surrey, Victor 2.
Now we're Flail, because Flails are famously devastating.
Yep. Yeah, and...
It's the same bizarre V-shaped design with giant wheels.
V for Victor.
Yep. Interestingly, the most damage Victor 2 does this entire episode is to itself, because it hits itself and it rips part of its armor off.
Stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself.
Thankfully for Victor, Scarab drives onto the spikes and just kind of dies.
Yeah, well, like, also, like, one of the few times, again, where they show Victor in season 2 of Robot Wars in an actual winning style kind of light, it shows it completing the gauntlet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd, like, I can't believe I didn't notice that the first time before when the flail actually went back and ripped its own face off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is quite depressing.
Yeah.
And also, yes, the flail does absolutely nothing.
That's maybe the most damage the flail ever does.
And then, like, the thing is, the flail constantly keeps getting tangled up in itself. So,
yeah.
It keeps stopping for periods of time and then, like, eventually starting back up when it kind of sorts itself out again.
Yep.
For a Victor, they should have just kept that big spinny blade from before.
No, that wasn't much better.
I would argue it was probably better than this was.
Anyway, we'll get on to the final match.
Yes. From the Whirl, Psycho Killer, Keskise.
So, Psycho Killer.
Keskise.
It's bright yellow with red designs all over it. If it wasn't for the fact it has a really stupid face on it, I think this would be a really interesting bot. And that's the problem. Anyway, its opponent.
I keep looking at it. No, I need to close that page. From Nuniton. From Nuniton, Dreadnought. My
boy is back, and he looks better than ever.
My boys.
So this is a new version of it, where it is a bit lower to the ground. It is considerably prettier, I think.
Oh, yeah. Dreadnought always had 10 out of 10 for points on looks, though. Dreadnought was always a good-looking robot.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is a great little match for Dreadnought. It looks really sleek. Psycho Killer is kind of charging around, not really in control. What then happens is Dreadnought then pushes Psycho Killer onto the flame pit.
Mm-hmm.
And Psycho Killer just never recovers from there. Like, Shunt gets some blows in, Dead Metal gets its licks, they're already smoking, and then Killer Lot just turns them over, and Shunt goes, ooh, new things to put holes in.
Ah, yes. Yep, and Sir Killer Lot, with the greatest of ease, and I mean the greatest of ease, snaps off Psycho Killer's fucking axe.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Which...
It's literally... It drives in front of Sir Killer Lot, and the next time you look, the axe is gone.
Which just makes the base even dumber. Because then he just starts driving about with this just little stick hanging out of it.
Anyway, we'll move on to the pinball. The last pinball run.
Just quickly before that, like, see the amount of damage that the house robots, like, inflicted on Psycho Killer after it died. Yeah. Like, that has to be ranked at, like, one of the absolute, like, highest amounts of like complete destruction because they beat the shit out of this fucking thing.
It's not the worst beating that a robot takes this heat. Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today. Anyway, we get on to the last pinball run. And finally, after a year, we get to see on television a Rob Knight run at the pinball.
Well, let's see if he can do better than last year.
Well, it got nothing when he tried it last year, to be fair.
Yeah, but that's because the circumstances beyond his control caused that.
To be fair, yes. So,
but yeah, that makes them the bad guys.
Yep. Mortis does, as everyone else does, goes to the barrels. It gets cornered by Sakil a lot, but it gets its Sammy Guevara on and runs away.
Yeah, like a fucking a golf cart is chasing them.
Indeed. Golf cart called Sakil a lot. They try to get on the ramp, but they fall off.
Let's face it, Sakil a lot probably is about the size of a golf cart.
Yes. So as a Mortis gets up the ramp, and before they get the click over point, they drive over the side.
Yeah. I think it was just like kind of bad driving from that point. Almost instantly, as soon as this run starts, the sphere ends up in the pit.
Yeah.
Which they will get the points for because it ended up in the pit, but however, they did not have any hand whatsoever in doing so.
And then what happens is, as Mortis goes up to the car door to try and get a good run at the car door, and it gets itself stuck on the edge of the pit.
It also had a brick under it. Because there's those bricks that are right next to the pit, and it was literally stuck between a brick and a whole place. Because if it tried to back out, it would go in the pit. If it tried to drive forward, it would get more high centered on the brick. Like it just got stuck. Like there was nothing that they could do.
So at the end, only 60 points, joint second last, along with another disappointing Xbox performance in Kilohertz. And
I didn't know it's right at the end of the run, Dead Metal accidentally just lunged forward and knocked one of the multi-ball balls into the pit, which I don't know if that counted as points, but
I don't think it will. Anyway, Series 3 has really been one to forget for Mortis.
Oh, yeah, so sorry. The one other thing that I wanted to mention was the fact that, like, Mortis seemed to be one of the only robots that actually used their weapons during this run, whereas everybody else seemed to have their weapons deactivated. And even if you actually look at Killerheart's run, you can actually see the pin in the axe while they've done their run. So, like, do you reckon that was a thing that they were told to do, or just something they chose to do?
It might have just been something they chose to do so it didn't get in the way.
Yeah. But I mean,
we know that all our robots use their weapons because, for instance, Inquisitor turned over Matilda.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Anyway, With Mortis failing to take the win, it means, for the first time in Robot Wars history,
Razor wins something.
Razor is the champion. Apparently, also meant to be in the football as well.
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah. Because that's where they were wanting to break out these crazy outfits.
Absolutely. But you know what? This is the point. After winning this, Razor goes on its second longest win streak.
Wow.
As I said, second longest, because the longest is the one that includes its championship run.
Mm-hmm.
But from here, it will go on to a 9-fight winning streak.
Fantastic. Spoilers.
Spoilers. But yeah. You know what? We have to have something positive in this episode. Because,
we get we move to on to the semifinals.
Ratus versus Dreadnought. This is sad.
Well, Ratus doesn't start us.
You actually see Dreadnought is almost going on. No.
I remember when I was in this position.
And it's the most depressing bit is House Robots go, well, go on, hit them. Fine, we'll do it. And Matilda charges into Ratus, and it rolls forward.
Yeah, they keep like hitting it, and it just kind of like rolls around the arena, just like, I wish I could do something, but I can't. I mean, like the flail on the back is like moving during the match, and there's even a point where like the house robots are attacking Ratus while it's next to the pit, and you even see Dreadnought trying to come in just to.
That's a lot. Please let me finish it.
Yeah, they're trying.
This is cruel.
They're trying to save it by putting it in the pit to call Cease and then let it go. But then like Shunt just kind of comes in and is like, fuck you.
And you actually see Shunt and there is this moment where it's like, no, you're the best hope of a decent robot winning this heat, so I'm gonna not attack you.
Yes. But you'll probably break down again because you're Dreadnought, and that's what you do.
Yep. So, Trident versus Victor 2. Apparently, they're saying the Trident team are always saying, the axe is struggling. Well, considering the noise it was making that hit Victor, I think it was working perfectly fine.
Yeah, but it did absolutely no damage because it sucks.
But anyway, it's more effective than Victor's weapon.
Well, you got me there.
Trident is actually able to stop the weapon of Victor just by not even hitting it with the axe, just putting the axe in front and just letting it catch the axe.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, just the way it was just like, it was just kind of like the equivalent of like a small, like putting your finger like next to like one of those little like handheld fans that you have where you just kind of go and stick your finger and it just stops, and then you can hear the motor inside just going.
So that's
robot equivalent.
So basically, eventually Trident manages to work Victor into the pit.
Yeah, but that was not Trident like doing on his own accord. It's like that was completely Victor's fault.
Trident kind of kettles Victor towards the pit, and then Victor drives itself in, and then Trident just goes, I'll take this, and pushes it in.
Yeah, because like Victor just started spinning madly and then got stuck on the edge of the pit. And it's like, why did you do that? Like, when you seen that you were close to the pit, drive away. But instead, you spun like a fucking maniac, got yourself stuck in the pit, and Trident, you gave Trident that win, essentially.
Hey guys, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the podcast to let you know that if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to hear more, the whole archive is available either on your podcatcher of choice or on the Audio Boom website. Alternatively, if there is some other podcasts you would like to listen to between listening to ours, there is a list published on the Robot Report of several of the most popular podcasts, a botcast list, as it's referred to on the website. We will have a link in the description of this podcast. So, on the podcast list at the Robot Report, it lists the podcast in question, a quick description about the podcast, and all the links that you can go on to access their episodes. The podcasts that are listed include Behind the Bots, Extreme Scrutiny Club, Roasting Robots, Roboteers Stand By, The Drop Zone, The RoboCast, The Robot Wars History Podcast, The Shuntcast, and of course, Rise of the Robots. So if you check out that page, it will give you plenty of listening between now and your next episode of Rise of the Robots. Let's get back to the final part of this week's episode. So, it's all here, Grizz. It's all here. It's perfectly lined up. It's got an easy opponent. It's Dreadnought's time, Grizz.
This is it. Dreadnought's chance to finally make the semi-final that's always eluded them.
And I think this might just be the first time in Robot Wars history where both teams lose.
Ouch. So, oh, yeah.
This battle. So, at first, it's going to cautious start. Trident is definitely the more aggressive.
Something seems up with Dreadnought almost from the start.
Yeah, it starts slow and it gets slower.
Yeah, it's like almost like the first collision. Something happens and then it kind of goes on as normal for a little bit and then it just sort of slows, like, almost to a crawl. It is just moving, and then, even then, like, it cuts back to Team Dreadnought and their cherry picker, and the dude is, like, holding the fucking controls above his head, just like, please, oh my god, just do something, I'm begging you. And Dreadnought's just like, no, don't feel like it.
So Dreadnought starts. So, because it's made with fiberglass, Trident does manage to get some damage on Dreadnought with the axe. It's pulling Dreadnought about. Dreadnought starts to smoke, and then suddenly both robots seem to have gone dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much.
And both robots get swamped by the house robots, and it just almost seems to be like, Trident was immobile second, so it wins.
Yeah, like
I kind of said it as joking, but it's serious. I genuinely think this is the first time in history we've got a final where both robots lose.
Like, it was almost a double knockout, and like I feel like I've seen Dreadnought trying to move. But yeah, it definitely was immobilized first, let's face it. As much as like I want to try and sugarcoat my boy into this and being like, oh, he should have went to the semifinals because he deserved it. It's like, well, he fucking did. But something clearly happened, like, you know, early on in the match. And but like, despite the fact that, like, you know, Dreadnought was the person or the robot, beg your pardon, that was deemed immobile first. But yeah, all the house robots beat the shit out of Trident.
Yeah. So, right. This is traditionally where I do the trivia, so I'm going to do the trivia.
Okay. You don't sound happy about it, though.
Yeah. So Smidzy, in its debut season, lost in round one of the main competition for the only time in history, whereas Dreadnought made it to the Heat final stage for the only time in its history. So this is its most successful year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the first time it's won a battle.
Oh, wow.
Right, okay. That sorts one thing out. This heat contained four debuting teams which would never return after Series 3, including the Heat winner Trident. Another one of these robots was Scarab, the first robot to wield the Horizontal Crusher. In the opening title's recap, the clips from Heat M and N were switched around.
Yeah, I noticed there was some weird-ass shit going on with these intros, like, in these couple episodes.
Uh-huh. Also, the clip of Craig Charles saying, "Let's charge back into the wars," was a shortened version of it used from Heat L, presumably as the pinball had finished in this heat.
Yeah. Yeah, I also thought that there was something very off with that, because it was... It was just kind of off, just the way that it just... They cut to him, and he's just like, "Nah, let's go on with it." And that was about it. It's like, you could have just, you know, not used that.
So, as previously mentioned, this was the penultimate episode not to feature a Heat finalist from a previous series in the lineup. The next time that this happens is Heat H of Series 7.
Wow. That's some stats right there.
So, yeah. I mean, technically it did feature a Heat winner, just not in the main competition. So, overperformer, let's say Trident, because it had no right to win this.
Yeah, agreed.
Underperformer, everyone else. Every other robot disappointed me.
You know what? Like, we see Trident, but you know what I want to say? Is Rattus overperformed?
Yes, it did.
And underperformer, I want to specifically, because you want to see everybody, but I want to specifically see Smidzy underperformed. And I think that's just because, you know, Smidzy does pretty well from every season after this. And he's just one of these robots where we look back in hindsight and we remember that name. We know Smidzy. We know Smidzy can go. And just watching Smidzy lose in the first round to a giant oversized rat that literally got cut in half because it wouldn't fit in the back of a fucking car was so, like, and like, as I said at the beginning of the episode, I was genuinely shocked. And I've watched this episode a couple of times. And even then, I did not remember Rattus beating Smidzy. And that was baffling to me.
So, best newcomer? Trident?
I mean, we got no choice.
Yeah, it won the heat. Fine, Trident. Congratulations, Trident. You were the least awful.
Can't wait to see you in the semi-final.
Most improved has to be Dreadnought, because it won a match. It won two matches.
Dreadnought, I fucking love you, but god damn it, you make me look like an idiot.
Oh, come on, Grizz. There are far worse teams to be a massive supporter of.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yep, I mean, you could support Team Death.
You could.
I mean, it could. There couldn't possibly be a robot that you could obsess of that did what. Oh. There is.
Uh-oh.
At least my teams remembered to put the batteries in.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get some serious scalpage next time.
Indeed. So, anyway, that brings us to the end. Next week, it is the semi-finals featuring Firestorm, Pitbull, Big Brother, Thing 2, the reigning and defending champion, Panic Attack. Ooh. Chaos 2! Mace 2! And Trident.
And Trident.
Anyway, we'll be back next week with the first semi-final.